I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. The United States has split with its European allies by refusing to blame Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, a dramatic shift in transatlantic relations under President Donald Trump, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The United Nations adopts a resolution demanding Russia immediately withdraw troops from Ukraine, but it's not legally binding. It was opposed by the U.S., which had its own resolution calling for a swift end to the war, but never mentioning Russia's invasion. That resolution failed. Here's U.S. Deputy Ambassador Dorothy Shea before the General Assembly vote.
Neither these amendments nor the resolution offered by Ukraine will stop the killing.
Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister Mariana Betsa also spoke to the GA.
This is a moment of truth, a historic moment.
And she says her country is exercising its right to self-defense. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine on Monday marked 3 years since a full-scale invasion by Russia. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe has more.
As Russia's war in Ukraine entered its fourth year on Monday, the Kremlin said it welcomed what it called a new U.S. approach to dialogue with Moscow. President Trump has flipped the switch on Western efforts to isolate Moscow following the war, as he and his officials engage with their Russian counterparts over plans to end it. Ukraine has said it's committed to a diplomatic resolution to the war. But with Kyiv and Europe shut out of those talks, Washington seems inclined to grant Russia a number of concessions that may be hard for Ukraine to swallow. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has told NATO allies it was unrealistic for Ukraine to join the military alliance if it wants to settle with Russia.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. This is VOA News. President Trump said Monday he supported an email demand sent by Elon Musk telling federal workers to list their accomplishments in the past week or be fired. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Trump, without offering any evidence, said it was necessary to fine federal workers who are not working.
I thought it was great because we have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows that they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working? And then if you don't answer, like, you're sort of semi-fired or you're fired, because a lot of people are not answering because they don't even exist. They're trying to, that's how badly various parts of our government were run by, and especially by this last group.
The Department of Government Efficiency, led by the chainsaw-wielding billionaire, sent an email to the nation's 2.3 million civil service workers, asking them to provide a 5-point summary of their work last week and respond by Monday night. Some agencies told workers to comply, while others told their workers to ignore the email. It was the first sign of internal resistance to Musk's blunt force approach to downsizing the federal government. On Monday, a group of labor unions that have asked a federal judge to stop mass firings updated their lawsuit to request that Musk's email be ruled illegal.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Members of a mosque that burned down last month near Los Angeles are still determined to gather. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The Masjid al-Taqwa Mosque in Altadena that was gutted in the Eaton fire is beginning to once again gather for prayer, meals, and support. The holy month of Ramadan is less than a week away. Farzana Asada Zaman is a member of the mosque and one of many who lost their home in the LA fires.
Ramadan has come to our minds, you know, it is in a couple of weeks, and we've definitely thought of where we will be spending it, because Masjid al-Taqwa is no longer, right? But the people are there.
But she and others are confident that the Altadena community is resilient.
I absolutely love our communal sense, the support, the spiritual support, the emotional support, the mental support.
And even though they no longer have a physical mosque to gather, she isn't worried.
We have a very strong community.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.